On this episode, we have off-property dining reviews of Bar 17 Bistro, the Toothsome Chocolate Emporium and Savory Feast Kitchen, and Voodoo Donuts. This is episode 243 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
We are also joined by two very special guests. If you would like to introduce yourselves first on the far side.
Hi, I'm Lacey.
And?
Hello, Kaylin.
All right, welcome, girls.
Hi. Well,
hi.
Are you excited? You should tell me welcome. Thank you for welcoming me. Are you guys excited to join the show?
I'm very excited.
Obviously you're not excited about me.
I'm very excited that you're here. We're gonna go through. We did some off property dining, and the girls were with us for these different experiences. At least Kaylin was for three. Lacey was for two.
What do you mean?
They wanted to join us, so we're gonna get some of their opinions as we ventured outside of the Disney World bubble, and we went straight into the Universal bubble. Which is a little less bubbly, I think. But, all right, let me get through a few things first. Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you have not done so already, please go to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows currently on Mondays and Fridays. Then Jamie has Trip Tales twice a month on that very same feed. Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday, so go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you're getting ready to plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even a Universal Studios vacation, you want to reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. You can reach Melissa at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. Not only is she going to help you get the absolute best rate, get you all booked, she's going to answer any questions you may have. And if you want even more content, including Diz Dudes Live, in-park and resort live streams, CTM at the movies, 20% off all CTM network merchandise, and so much more, check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. And finally, if you want the absolute best in theme park inspired coffees, teas, and merchandise, you want to check out expeditionroasters.com. And if you use code CTM15 at checkout, you're going to save 15% off your entire order. All right, so we do have a full house here tonight. We have the entire Stein family, including Lacey and Kaylin, of course, as they introduce themselves.
Yep.
And all three dogs are in here locked in what now feels like a very, very small studio.
Very small.
The cats aren't here. I like the cats.
No, they're not.
None of you guys like the cats.
I like the cats.
They're okay. They don't really do much. They're not like...
I know, but they're so cute and fluffy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, they don't
only
like
pick
you.
One of them up. Belle loves me.
Well, Belle likes a lot like you and me.
Belle loves me.
Yeah.
Kiki, I've picked Kiki up once.
Yeah.
Only once.
Once. You don't want to pick Kiki up twice.
Nope.
She'll claw your eyes out.
Exactly.
So, all right. So, last episode, if you go back, Rhonda and I talked about the Doubletree by Hilton Head at the entrance to Universal Orlando, Florida. Is that the full name, I think, of that resort?
Yeah, something like that.
But we did talk about that, and we talked about our stay there and how we were within walking distance of City Walk. We were in technically the Universal bubble.
Yep.
So we had an opportunity to explore a little bit around the area and really dine at some cool places and try some good food, some decent food. And that's what we kind of want to go over.
Yes.
So what I thought I would do is we would piece together the three different main places that we ate on Universal property.
Okay.
Kaylin ate at all three with us.
Yep.
Lacey joined us for two. And so we want your guys' opinion on these as well.
Okay.
From a child's perspective.
Yes.
A child.
You are still a child,
Kaylin. An older child.
How old are you going to be on Sunday?
12.
Okay. Is that, I don't hear a teen in 12. It's not 12 teen.
It's tween.
No, it's 12.
It, she is a tween.
It's a tween.
This is true. All right. That's fair.
And I'm going to be double digits this year.
What right. month are you going to be double digits?
July.
What, Lacey, would you like to do for your 10th birthday?
I have a friend named Cassidy that I want to go with to Disney and go to Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, and a water park.
Oh, wow.
Where,
if you could choose anywhere, if money were no option, where would you choose to stay?
Either Coronado Springs, the Grand Estino, or Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Ooh, those are good picks.
Nice.
How about Holiday Inn Express?
Cheer.
No, not so much. What about Holiday Inn Express and a half day at Magic Kingdom? What do you think of that for your 10th birthday?
Nah.
Okay. All right. We'll see what we can do.
Just for the future notice, if you guys hear like a lisp almost in my voice, it's because I have this thing in my mouth.
Kaylin, everybody knows that.
Well, I've started to notice that I start to lisp a little bit. So just if you hear that, that's sorry.
You have what is it called? Up there?
It's like I'm not sure.
You're like Spacer. Half robot.
I'm gonna get it.
A contraption in her mouth.
It is like it's a
friend also
straightener.
Is gonna get it.
Yeah. All right. We'll save that for our dental podcast.
Yep.
That Jared and I host, and you guys can come on when you both have robotics in your face. How's that?
Well,
did you get yours off soon?
Yeah, I get mine off in February. Yay!
Awesome.
Eat
rice normally. That's a good one. And gum. Chew gum again.
I already can chew sugar-free gum. I mean, it's...
You shouldn't be doing it.
I know. I have to be careful with it. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
I don't want to get it. Then I can't eat gum or like rice or like...
No, you can eat rice. It just gets all up in there.
Yeah, and it pinches you.
It does.
Let's move on to
our actual
dental podcast. We'll save that for. Yes. All right, we're gonna start. We'll go through a little bit of our weekend. If you go back, we got in on a Friday evening. We got into the DoubleTree Hotel, and then we weren't really sure what we're gonna do that night. Like originally, our first intention, I think, was to eat at the hotel. And,
yes.
you know, we really hadn't checked it out, but we had thought that there was more of a pool bar.
Yes.
Which was actually closed seasonally.
Yep.
So we decided, I just started looking around and I was like, well, I remember that there is a new rooftop bar over at the new Aventura. And so I started looking it up, and I was like, all right, this actually looks pretty cool. Why don't we venture over there? You know, we can potentially walk, and I looked that up. It was a little bit far, or we can go ahead and drive.
Oh, I would have walked. Well, actually,
let's let Mommy talk a little bit about this, because as I always make her do, I made her call, because I don't do phones. I don't like phones. I have a weird anxiety over physically talking on a phone.
It
so
does.
If we ever like if Mommy has to order pizza or Chinese food or do any sort of phone call, I require her very politely if she would do it. So you called over to find out exactly what the deal was. And what did you find out about if we were to go to Aventura and if we wanted to go up to the rooftop bar and dine for the evening?
Well, if you wanted to park at Aventura as a guest just for the day. It is a $45 parking fee. But if you go to Aventura and you spend $25 worth anywhere on property, I think even Starbucks, even the rooftop bar, anywhere, literally, then you are free, air quotes, to
get
park.
Validated with your
validated,
receipt.
Validated, yeah. With the $25 spending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what you
sorry, is that
no, that was perfectly no, I'm that like, was perfectly fine. It's first of all
I can't look at you because I'm trying to
40 okay, 45. So they are truly putting a stop to resort hopping.
Oh yeah.
Because again, you know, we're not controlled as far as I can tell, and once again, we are not Universal pros. We have been in the area a few times. We've done the parks a little bit last year. Any information that I may construe that is not 100% accurate, you can send all your hate mail to Jared at ctmpodcast.com. So, no, but from what I can tell, because, you know, they're not locking off in a sense of Disney sometimes with magic bands, certain access to areas of the resort that may be like a pool.
Right.
I don't know how accessible it is to actually pool hop through some of these resorts, but they're certainly trying to put a stop to that if you don't spend any money there, because they're going to charge you $45 for parking.
Right.
So if you simply thought, I just want to drive around from, you know, resort to resort and just take a look at what they're like, it's going to come at a fee.
Yes.
Unless you spend the $25.
Correct.
So we were like, all right, well, we'll go ahead and drive over there. We're certainly going to spend more than $25.
Oh, yeah.
At a rooftop bar. This was going to be like our dinner.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Yes.
So so we drive over. Lacey decided, well, she was not feeling 100%.
Yep.
So she decided to stay back in the room.
Yeah.
And she, so Rhonda and Kaylin and I went on a little daddy-daughter mommy
evening. It was so much
evening.
Fun.
It was
really nice. Like,
all right. So let's start. We pull up into Aventura.
Wait, I felt like on the ride there, I was in L.A. or Hollywood. I think those are the same places.
Okay.
But I felt like I was in Hollywood because of all the palm trees and the lights and just the windows down and the Starbucks drink I had and all of that. Just wanted to point that out.
You know, that's not a bad point. And I think those examples or I guess that analogy is going to come up later for me. So
yeah.
When we drove through the entrance of Universal Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we drive past Portofino and Hard Rock on the right. We actually drive under the walkway, which is heading from the main parking into not only City Walk, but both of the parks.
Right.
Yeah. And so that's and there are these, I mean, I feel like 80 to 100 foot tall, it seems like. Skinny palms, very much
feel
like you see on TV through, you know, Beverly Hills and Rodeo Drive and L.A. and Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the feeling you got, like the lights, all of that, the glamour.
And everyone walking around and walking to places instead of just driving like we normally do, I guess, like in our little state.
Sure, in our little state. Okay. All right, so pulling up to Aventura, because, you know, this is... Oh, you know, we're not well versed in the Universal resorts, and I've heard a lot about them. I've heard a lot about the so-called value resorts that we talked about last episode. We stayed at Portofino, which is a legacy hotel, and I was very, very impressed with.
Yes, I was,
you know,
too.
I think Ron and I both were. And so going into Aventura, what was your initial feeling, especially because one thing that Universal lacks is space, right?
Yeah, and the, so we went where you would, I guess, check in, and then we drove past that to go to, it was the garage.
The parking garage.
Yeah. And yeah, it was neat because you went in this parking garage and, you know, went and parked, and then we found an elevator to go to Adventura, and it was...
it had a mirror.
Yeah, it was different.
Elevator?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like walking into Adventure, it wasn't grand, it wasn't amazing. It was just like, oh, okay.
I thought it was actually almost better. It was like a really nice restaurant. Like it had some it had a lot of good food, and it was nice and comfortable. And it
really did, you it, thought that was that spoke comfort to you? The lobby?
The place that we went?
No, the lobby.
Oh, the lobby.
I'm talking about the lobby.
We're talking about when we walked in.
That was...
straight up concrete from floor to ceiling.
It was.
Yeah. It was weird to me.
And it had some, like, interesting, like, almost geometrical designs. Yeah. It was...
Very modern.
Like, the tables. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just very plain. Not really much, like, green life or
flowers. There was, like, none.
There was nothing.
To me, it was very... Very concrete and drab.
Yeah. And then, excuse me, after that, you see some shops, and it was very modern. And
yeah.
I did like the shop, though. That had a lot of Harry Potter stuff and things.
Well, of course you liked it.
I want that Hufflepuff robe.
I know you do.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. What'd you think, Jeremy?
I Yeah. I mean, I think it was very, very drab. I thought it was very concrete-y. I was actually very surprised. Now, I'm excited to see like a Cabana Bay or the Endless Summers. I think those are going to have a lot more color, a lot more life to them. So they are places that I would like to visit, but we have to figure out how to visit them with either not spending $45 on parking or just spending the $25 validation, assuming that those are the same rules that the other quote unquote value resorts at Universal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really want to visit the resorts. And what I, as unimpressed as I think I was with the lobby, first of all, we go right to talk about Kaylin's talking about Hollywood, LA. We go to a dedicated elevator, which is going to take you to bar 17.
Yes, that was cool.
On the 17th floor.
And it only opens after 4 p.m., so that elevator does not work until 4 p.m.
Right.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And it even had, like, did it have a small red carpet on the floor?
I think it had a mirror.
In the elevator?
Yeah.
No, what I'm talking about, I thought walking to the elevator on the floor in front of it.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah.
It had ropes on each side, and then I feel like it had, like, a red placemat.
I think it did.
Or carpet, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Which is pretty cool. So you go up to the 17th floor, and talk about, so again, like Rhonda said, this doesn't open until 4, so drinks are available from 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. Sunday through Wednesday, 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Snacks and dinner are available 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. all days, and then they actually have a DJ Thursday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., which we missed.
Yeah, yes, we did. Don't know if I'd really mind that anyway, or like care DJ? For it.
What if it was Jazzy Jeff?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, see, you guys are way too young to know who DJ Jazzy Jeff is. That's who originally was with the Fresh Prince, Will Smith. You know Will Smith, the genie?
Oh, right,
yeah. Of course, that's what I have to tell you guys who Will Smith is. I
already know
who
Will Smith is.
I had to remember. Wasn't he a comedian, or was that Kevin Hart? That's Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart was a comedian. Where do you know him from other than the genie, Lacey?
Like
Aladdin.
Like, I don't know, like, there's like, I don't know.
You just know him?
Yeah.
He's pretty famous, so. Yeah. All right, so you walk out, you come off the elevator, and you walk out through these grand double glass doors. Again, let's talk first impressions of when you walk out to this area. Like, what were your thoughts, Kaylin?
When I accidentally started talking about that one place, it was, it was nice. It wasn't too, like, crazy, like, I don't know, like a, like, really, really fancy with, like, glass and, like, gold everywhere. It was really nice and chill. And all of the, they did have some really nice views and lots of greenery. I liked that.
Yeah.
They had some normal chairs, some interesting chairs, and some couches. And it was really nice. And you can just go sit down where you want, and they'll come and get you and get your drinks and order. And
yeah. Yeah, so, really, I mean, nice. It's open seating. It's large.
Yes. I got some nice
very
pictures.
Large,
but spread out, like they could fit triple the amount of tables, couches, chairs in there.
Yeah.
And they don't.
Yeah, that's nice.
I feel like you're on top of people. That.
Yeah. So that was your thought, Ron. I mean, what did you think of the views? Explain, like, what are we looking at?
I mean, what was that? The 17th floor.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on the 17th floor, so you're over. Looking on one side, the entire Universal side, and then on the other side, the entire I-4 side. And it's just,
yeah,
it's really cool and beautiful. And it actually happened to be where the sun was just setting, and it was gorgeous. Yeah. And the wind was just perfect. The temperature, it was an absolutely perfect Florida night. There wasn't crazy humidity. And it was just, it was beautiful. And it was neat because you could sit anywhere. And they did have these neat, like, weird, as Kaylin said, chairs. But they had tables where just, like, a four-person table. Or, like, a little, like, almost couch with coffee table, like, ottoman type.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And that's where we decided to sit.
Yeah, and it's open air. But mostly covered.
I got some really nice pictures.
You did. You did some awesome pictures.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Open air. So there was, 8 feet tall glass, mm-hmm. and then about mm-hmm. 6 foot tall to the ceiling open air, yeah. where Jeremy kept trying to see if he could throw me
tried
over.
To throw
I, didn't,
us off.
I did not try to throw you over.
You thought
I was
about
questioning.
It. You thought about it and then said it would pay for your Disney cruise.
I don't think that.
You
was
said that.
I said.
No,
was,
you said that.
No, my uh-huh. thought was. See, I'm very.
Yep.
I tend to be
joking.
Very analytical and sometimes mathematical, and in my thought process could a human being throw another human being over this glass edge, and what are the legalities behind it? That's all. And when you guys annoyed me, I was like. Could I, though?
Your,
I wonder.
Your math included you throwing us over, not just person A throwing person B.
I don't think I could have done it, though. It was pretty tall.
Yeah, it was pretty tall.
It was like 8-9 feet tall.
Anyways, there weren't there fans, but
yeah. I think so, yeah.
And heaters in case it got really cold.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was a great layout. There's a big bar area in the middle you can actually sit at. The nice spread around seating. I mean, again, mm-hmm. beautiful, beautiful views. There were a couple large screen TVs that you could find areas to watch sports or whatever
else you
want to
watch. There
was
a TV in front of us, but
yeah.
I don't even remember really watching it.
I absolutely loved this atmosphere.
Yeah.
And so you sit, it is, go ahead and just seat yourself, and a waiter or waitress will come over and they'll give you the menus, and it's nice, like little front to back menu. And this is a lot of, appetizers, some small dishes with very few entrees,
mm-hmm.
which for us is awesome. I mean,
perfect.
That's something that we love.
Yep.
Right.
Yes.
So we started and we actually opted, for a, bottle of wine because we're fancy like that. So
not
we ended
really.
Up getting. Well, it just
worked out where
it was going to work out better.
We're thinking it was cheaper to get the bottle of wine.
Yeah. So what did we get?
A Pinot Grigio.
I ended up getting a Coke.
You did get a Coke.
I ended up getting nothing.
Right. You weren't there. So we got a Pinot Grigio from Tuscany, and it was $36 for the bottle. Otherwise, it was going to be $10 a glass. So
right.
my math was thinking, if we each have two glasses, that would be
$40. Good job, babe.
So we're saving $4. Again, analytical.
Good job.
I can save $4.
You
saved and can
$4.
I throw you over the glass ledge?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
So that's what I'm thinking of. so here's kind of how the menu is broken down is that one side is the drink menu. One side is the food menu. And they have a couple appetizers. They have things like Korean fried chicken wings, mushrooms. They have a chef's cheese board, warm marinated olives.
I wonder what that would have been like.
Gross. They would have tasted like olives.
I bet they were good.
So next they have signature bao buns. They have four of them, and they are priced at $4 each.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What type of bao buns are available, Rhonda?
They have a braised pork belly, which has cucumber, spicy mayo, and Fresno peppers. They have a duck confit, which has sprouts, sesame, soy sauce, pickled red onion. They have a firecracker shrimp.
I want to do one.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Firecracker shrimp, chili, sweet chili glaze, citrus aioli, and scallions.
And the last one, Kaylin?
It's the only one I can't read. I had the Mongolian beef.
Mongolian
beef with Asian pear, ginger crumble, and
cilantro.
Yeah.
Good job.
Kaylin, do you remember which ones Mommy and I ordered? What Mommy and I ordered?
I have no idea what you guys ordered.
All four.
All four.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, right. Those were those things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So they bring them out. And if you've ever seen like the you know, jagged shaped or W shaped metal taco containers, that's what they kind of came out on. And they are small. I would say the bun is about 5 inch across.
Yeah.
That's diameter, right? Circumference is all the way around. Diameter straight across.
I don't know.
Geometry not great. Or is that math? I don't know.
I don't know.
So my head hurts, seriously, thinking about all this stuff. I still can't figure out which one of you I can throw over the ledge. So they're about probably 5-inch bao bun, and they are each filled. And, of course, they're tucked in like they're like mini.
They're mini tacos.
They're mini tacos. They're like
with
Japanese.
With a bao bun.
Yeah. What did you think overall? What did you think individually? What is this
overall?
Something you'd
recommend? It was fantastic, and I think it was just a taco with a thicker base than a soft taco or a crunchy taco.
A bao bun is so different than anything taco based, though. I feel like it's more of a bready.
Right, but I'm saying it's that little shape and it's that little like so. It was great. All of them were amazing. I'm really trying to remember now which one I really liked the best. Yeah. They all were outstanding, and I would order all of them. I'm trying to think about my favorite if I'd order four of them, but at $4 a piece, I thought they were fantastic. Yeah. What'd you think?
I agree. There were three to four bites each, would you say? Maybe more for us because we were splitting them.
Yeah, I took a bite, and depending on which one it really liked, I might take a bite. I'd try to take a bite again and give you a couple of bites. I'd feel like we would be taking tiny bites. So I would say two bites each. Two bites. One bite for me and one bite for you.
Oh, yeah, sure. I really, really liked them. I thought all four were good. What I would do, I did love all four of them. I think I actually liked the firecracker shrimp the best. It was nice, thick, lightly breaded shrimp. Really loved that. I loved the Mongolian beef. I actually did like all of them.
Yeah.
What I would like is you could either order individually for $4, or maybe you could get all four for $14. It would save you $2.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like is when they set them down, I would like for them to tell you which is which. Because
we kept a menu because I was looking, I think, at other food. And thank God we did, because that's how we were figuring out what they were.
Yeah. Because I didn't remember exactly what we ordered at that point. We just said, give us all four. Right. Not that you couldn't tell once you ate them, but you had to either bite into it. So you were kind of like, which did I get? The shrimp was a clear cut.
Oh,
that was shrimp.
Right. But the dunk confit and the pork belly?
The pork belly were very
similar. One of
similar.
Those were very, very similar.
Yeah. So I would have liked that, or I would have liked like a almost label like they do the beer flights
at
the festivals.
Yep.
So it would have either told you what they were, because you either had to open it up and look and say, oh, this is probably the duck confit, or you had to bite into it and know.
Right.
So I just think that would be neat, and maybe put them in a actual like collective dish of you get all four for $14. You save $2. That might be neat, but I would highly recommend. I would go back every time, and I would literally get all four.
I agree.
I don't even know that I would only pick one, because I thought they were all that good.
I agree.
So next, they do have a section of salads. We'll let you talk about some. They have a roasted baby beet salad, a chop chop, tomato salad, a classic Caesar. They do have a protein section where this is much more
I really like this because I've been starting to eat a little bit healthier and trying to just do proteins and vegetables. And kind of stay a little bit away from starches. So they have proteins. They have it listed as proteins, starches, and veggies.
Yeah.
And I really liked that. I was like, that's amazing. So
in case you don't know, like ahead of time, like would you just be like a bistro filet? What's that? Is that a vegetable?
Well,
is that a vegetable? I don't know.
So anyways, under your proteins, Lacey, do you want to read under your proteins?
There's a bistro flight.
Bistro filet. What about what's this one?
For $16.
Yeah, what's this one?
That has blistered halloum, tomatoes, garlic, red wine juice.
To be fair, this is what Jared sounds like reading menus.
And there's a 60 cell salmon. It's $15.
You don't have to read underneath it. You can just
with sunflower pesto,
or you can.
Tomato confit, and
Grimalata.
And then there's a Joyce.
Closer
and
to the
then
bike.
Then there's a Joyce Farms chicken breast. Breast, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's GF equals $15. And there's an with all natural chicken, roasted pearl onions, and chicken juice.
Yeah, good job. Very good.
Can I read the rest?
No, we'll probably just go through and read the rest, and then when we get to actual, when we get to stuff we've had, we'll talk about it.
Right.
So for the starches, they do have a crispy fingerling potatoes, it's funny. I'm going to go ahead and bring up our good friend Gary over in the UK, because on Christmas, it was Thanksgiving, or one of the two, I think it was Christmas. He was telling me about making potatoes that he basically like cooks and fries in duck fat.
Oh.
And I didn't even see this that night. And I know we're trying to eat healthier in this new year and all that good stuff. I would have gotten this in a heartbeat because it's crispy fingerling potatoes with garlic, duck fat, whipped creme fraiche, and chives. And that just, to me.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have eaten that.
Sounds stupid good.
I want to read this one because I got it.
You can read the next one, and you can tell us what you think about it, Kaylin, because you did order this.
So, I got the fried rice with baby vegetables, shiitake mushrooms. Did we not get that?
It came with it. We just got it like it is. Because you can pick. We knew we could pick them out.
But
I didn't pick it out.
Oh, you didn't? Did we order it without it?
I think I ate it. Oh,
maybe
God.
Maybe you ate it.
Well, and it comes with fried egg, egg in rice is one of my favorite things. Also, peas and carrots, they're just so good.
Yeah. So, like, yeah.
How much was this?
So, like, Jenny and
was
Forrest
$7. In your rice? Huh?
Jenny and Forrest in your rice?
I know that's from Forrest Gump, but I've never seen the movie.
We're like peas and carrots.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, girl. See, Ron, mommy knows. You need to watch Forrest Gump, kid. All right.
Okay.
What did you think about the fried rice? Like portion size, flavor, everything.
It was really good. It was a big bowl. It was It was a really big bowl.
How much was it?
It was $7. Yeah. I already said that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Stop paying
attention.
It was. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Anyways, it was really good. I really liked it. I just when it says baby vegetables, they had baby corn, which wasn't so good. I thought it wasn't so good. I mean, it was literally a baby corn. It was. I asked her what it was, and she was like, "Literally a baby corn."
So you speaking of Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks, you need to see Big. The movie Big.
Because he takes the baby corn.
Yeah,
like,
so in the movie Big, he
is that
he
Disney
makes
movie?
No, it's not Disney. So he wishes, he goes to one of those, he's at like a carnival, and he has one of those like fortune teller game things like you've seen, you know?
Yeah.
And he wishes to be big, because he was like a scrawny guy, and he's thinking big, like I just want to be taller, my same age.
Yeah.
He actually grows into an adult, and he goes to the city and whatever. So he ends up working for a toy company, and they go to a fancy party, and he's going through like the hors d'oeuvres, and he picks up one of those baby corns, and he doesn't know what to do with it. And like mommy was just doing, he eats it like regular corn. He's like trying to eat it off the cob. Oh, you got to see Big. You got to see Forrest Gump. We got a lot of stuff you got to do, kid.
Anyways, moving on.
So overall, though, I'm not kidding. This was incredible fried rice.
So I only took a bite. I may have taken two bites because, again, I was trying to stay away from starches. And it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was outstanding. And you thought the same?
Yeah. And if I remember, I could be wrong, I thought you were able to add a protein to it.
I do believe so, yes.
Like a chicken or a steak
or something. I thought shrimp.
Shrimp, maybe? Either one of those would be amazing to add. They also have herbed French fries, which come with thyme, chopped parsley, and secret sauce. It actually says picked thyme.
And so it says secret sauce number 17.
That worries me.
They have many secret sauces.
I don't like the word secret before my sauces.
Uh-huh.
Like, what? Why are you keeping this a secret?
I don't know. So anyways, then they have veggies. And under veggies, they have roasted cauliflower for $8. They have Brussels sprouts for $8. And steamed broccolini for $7. We opted for the roasted cauliflower. It had, I don't remember that, but they had golden raisins, toasted pita seeds,
Pepita seeds. They're like the pumpkin seeds, like the Mexican pumpkin seeds.
What is that? Muhammama?
Muharama.
Muharama.
It just looks like it's
Hasavania.
Like Maham. Like hum. Hum.
Yes. Anyway. So talk about the roasted cauliflower.
It was $8. It's gluten-free and vegetarian.
Vegan.
Yeah. All the above. And it was really, really good. I liked it because it wasn't cooked where it was too soft. I really, really liked it. What'd you think, babe?
It was okay. I didn't love it. I thought as far as like cauliflower dishes that we've had recently, especially with like, you know, the Gobi Manchurian over at Nomad Lounge with, you know, some of the like buffalo cauliflowers or some of the fried cauliflowers. Now, this again was roasted, so it was much more on the healthier side, of course.
I liked it.
I didn't love it. I thought it lacked flavor for me. That was all. So, yeah. And then finally, they do have a rooftop burger, which is Great Lakes aged cheddar, caramelized mushrooms and onions, applewood smoked bacon, and fries for $15. Overall, final thoughts, Bar 17 Bistro, is this a place that you would go back to for food, for drink, for atmosphere, all three? Is this a collective? What do you think?
Yes, all the above.
All of the above. I almost wanted the rooftop burger, but with meat and bun. But it also seemed too big, and I just wouldn't eat it. So I just got the fried rice. But I would totally come back here. I mean, I love the atmosphere. I could take pictures again.
Yes.
It was really nice. Like, there weren't too many people there. It was great view, great drinks. Like, it was great service. I mean, it was really good.
Yeah. I loved it. What do you think?
I agree.
Tom?
Completely agree.
I want
to go to it.
And that
would be fun to go
it.
Back with you, huh, Lacey?
We'll take you back.
Yay.
You can take a trip down. We'd have to.
VR room.
Yeah, and there was a VR room.
It was meh.
I don't need to do it.
Yeah, it wasn't that
because
great, actually.
Because our friend Rob already has a VR headset.
Yeah, to be honest, his is, like, better. Those ones were, like, almost so big that you go to, like, put your hands near each other, it, like, they hit each other. So, like, if you're holding the two joysticks and you go to, like, put your hands together in the VR, you, like, hit them together and it's just annoying.
It's very descriptive. And
sometimes you'll, like, hit your head.
Yes. Bless you, Rhonda. All right, let's move on to... Yeah, what do you need?
She's sneezing.
No, you know Mommy sneezes in fours to fives. Might be sixes.
Bless
She's going
you.
Again.
Thank you. And sorry.
Right inside her shirt. All right, let's move on to City Walk and Toothsome. We'll let you know when there's something to be said there, sweetheart. We're going to move on to City Walk, and we're going to move on to Toothsome Chocolate Emporium.
Yay.
And Savory Feast Kitchen. First, one thing I do want to mention about City Walk is, you know, we are talking obviously about Universal and City Walk area. And this is much more if I think, you know, with us, we're in the Universal Studios resort area staying at the DoubleTree. Now, if you were at Disney, and there are often times that people spend long vacations, you know, 10 to 14 days at Disney, and they want to make trips over to, you good? City Walk or
you
Universal.
Good,
there are some daily parking fees that you potentially could incur. So what you may want to think about is if you are over at Disney, what is potentially the price of an Uber? What is the price if you have your own vehicle? And you are going to drive over and pay for parking. So their prime parking is at $40. You can upgrade for $14. RV and bus parking is $32, and the regular parking is $26. Now, much of the reason that the parking is at this level, which is very similar to Disney levels, is because of the fact that it is connected all to the same parking structures that you would use for both Universal Orlando Studios, and you would use for Islands of Adventure as well as City Walk.
But there are no parking prices at Disney Springs, which a lot of people compare City Walk to Disney Springs.
Right. Yeah, there are none. And again, the difference is
Disney Springs doesn't connect to two parks.
Right. Exactly. That's
yep.
What I was going to say. So now there are some options here. There is free parking. If you actually go to the matinee movies, which I found this very interesting.
This was cool.
If you go to the matinee movie showings from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. At their Universal City Cinemark right there, then you can go ahead and use your receipt to show, and you will get free parking. Free self-parking after 6 p.m. is for all guests. Now, this is great. This is really, really good to know.
Not valid during Halloween Horror Nights.
I want to go there. I really want to do the Halloween Horror Nights.
Okay.
So basically, if this is somewhere that, just say you were in the Disney bubble, or, you know, again, you know, you're staying enough off property and you want to visit CityWalk for nighttime activities, for dinner, drinks, whatever, arrive after 6 p.m. so you can get the free parking.
Yes.
You know, I'm somebody, I hate paying for parking. I'm so glad they don't do it at Disney Springs. I truly hope that is something that is long lasting. Don't know if it will.
Really?
They're building so many parking structures that, again, it's not at a premium. So I think it's harder to charge. Parking is at a premium all throughout Universal property. Therefore, they need to charge, because if they can push people to travel in from taxi, Lyft, Uber,
right,
that relieves the stress, right, on the parking structures and garages. So right. I totally get it.
Right.
I don't want to pay $26 to park and go have dinner, which is already going to cost me $100+ probably.
Correct.
So that's my thought. All right. So we are going to talk about the Toothsome Chocolate Emporium and Savory Feast Kitchen.
Yes.
Why don't you just give this a quick explanation of it from Universal site, Rhonda? Oh.
This steampunk dream is an enchanting eatery topped with towering smokestacks and adorned with intriguing gizmos. This is a fantastic feast for the eyes and the stomach.
So we got hours of operation Sunday through Thursday from 10:30 a.m. to midnight. Friday, Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 1 a.m. What? There are no reservations.
Nope. Walk-ups of animal.
Thought. Well, first, before we get into thoughts and us arriving, so Universal does have a dining plan as part of their vacationing packaging.
Oh, that's cool.
So basically, they have several dining plans. This would be under basically the Universal dining plan, which is most like a table service one over at Disney.
Okay.
And this would be included, which includes one full service meal with an entree, a non-alcoholic beverage, and a dining plan dessert. You get a quick service meal, a snack, and a non-alcoholic beverage per day. That is only available as a package. And that is what this falls under.
Okay.
So anyway, let's talk about no reservations. Let's talk about, you know, we walked over from the DoubleTree.
We actually walked twice. We walked up first because I thought it was going to be a very, very long wait.
I did too.
And she basically was like 20 minutes. And I was like, all right, well, what if we come back? And she was like, well, possibly could be an hour to 2 hours. And then I was like, well, okay, well, we'll take our chance. So we came back and we put her name in and she said about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, perfect. That was great. 10 minutes later, we were called.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Like, you were trying to check out. We went to the little emporium next door to buy some stuff.
Some chocolate.
And they were like, oh, your name's called. And we're like, oh, God, we're still in line. Yeah. We got to make it over
and
there.
And you only had 5 minutes. So this was a little shocking as well. And maybe it's because of Universal being such a small footprint. But you only had 10 minutes to get before your table was going to be given up. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're still in line. And so then I was going to have the girls and Jeremy go, but he looked at our watch and was like, we're fine. We can wait. So we did. And I finished purchasing and then we went over and told him, and the woman asked if we were okay with stairs. And we went upstairs to our table.
Yeah. So what you did get next door, though, is you did get the recommended from one of your coworkers, the chocolate-covered bacon, right?
I did. I forgot to tell him.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was not good.
None of us cared for it
Lacey,
whatsoever.
Didn't you taste it?
Yeah.
What did you think of the chocolate-covered bacon?
I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
Okay. So a little bit in between. We got, what, the Himalayan salt is what we got, I think?
We did.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, I did not care for it.
I didn't like it.
Lacey, what else did we get?
A chocolate strawberry and cotton candy.
Yep.
My
and what was that cupcake thingy?
Oh,
I have no idea, but it was beautiful.
It was peppermint.
It was made completely. You could eat the entire thing, the spoon, everything. And it was, girls, what'd y'all think?
It was actually pretty good. No, the top, it was like a frosting thingy. And I don't, for some reason, like, I don't really like regular frosting on, like, a cupcake or a cake. But, different kinds of frosting I like. Like, it just gives me weird stuff in my head or something. Like, it makes my head feel weird.
Okay. But better? Was this?
Yeah, but the bottom, it was like a peppermint sort of, like, cool thingy, and it was really good. And then the spoon you could eat, and it was, like, really fat, and it was really pepperminty.
Nice.
And it was really cool. And then the bottom you could eat, too.
Nice. I think the bottom was more of, like, a strawberry pudding, almost.
Okay.
Like, it was that kind of texture.
But it was white chocolate,
it was peppermint.
No, the bottom wasn't white chocolate.
It was, like, peppermint.
All right, that's good enough. Okay. That's a very, very thorough explanation of a dessert that I think most people probably won't get a chance to try. But they should try it. Let's get into the atmosphere. As you said, we had to go upstairs. This is a very, very large restaurant.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it's giant. And there was outdoor seating as well, correct?
Correct.
All right, so what do you all think about the atmosphere and going up into it? What does it remind you of? Like, Lacey, what did you think of our seating and everything and all the surroundings? Like, what did it remind you of? Anything?
It didn't really remind me of anything, but, I was going to say something different different. It's about the food there, but it's not about the atmosphere and stuff.
Agree to disagree. Kevin, I think it's completely about the atmosphere.
I actually really it did look a lot like a factory. Like there was like chocolate almost being made and like little not touch screens, but screens of chocolate and machines and stuff like that. And then where we went, there was a little area where it was almost a little cabin space with a whole bunch of accessories and hats and boots around and stuff and books.
Yeah.
I was very observant.
You were very observant. There's little bar area.
Notice that at all. I just noticed the bar, and then there was giant windows across where we could see all over across the lake and Universal. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, we had a great view. It's to me, for those that are familiar with the Edison at Disney Springs,
mm-hmm.
this is a very similar feel. This is very steampunk Willy Wonka.
Yes.
I will say.
There was a robot walking around.
Yes, there was. There was. He was going through, and he had a cool little hat, and he walked like this.
Mm-hmm.
People can't really see me unless you're in Club 32. Yep. It was pretty cool.
Yep.
I liked it. I thought it was a cool atmosphere. It's very, steampunk, Willy Wonka, the Edison, just this certain feel to it, which I enjoyed.
Yes.
And then it has a vast, vast menu.
Yes.
It's almost one of those where I think as somebody who maybe had an opportunity to go a lot, like us going to Three Bridges all the time, right?
Yeah.
I think if you go here multiple times, the vast menu is awesome, but at your first and you don't know when is your next time, it is overwhelming.
I agree.
Because there's so much to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's start with the girls, and we're just gonna skip a little bit ahead from all the initial stuff with what they had, which is off the kids menu, and they have very standard things like chicken fingers. They have a marinara, pasta marinara, chicken with rice. They actually have a waffle with maple syrup and bacon.
Why didn't I get that?
I don't know, honey.
But why didn't you tell me it was there?
We probably told you.
No.
But they also had. What did you end up getting? Kaylin?
I end up getting the mini burger, and I wanted some. I asked if I could switch the applesauce with the bacon from the waffle. She said no, but we could order or have it for extra.
Yeah.
I thought she meant to the side, but she put bacon on the burger. I mean, it was still really good.
And you took it off.
Yeah, I took it off. I ate just the burger because the bun was a Hawaiian roll, and I just think Hawaiian rolls are more for themselves, but
That's insane talk.
It is insane talk. I think.
You're an insane person, and I love you, but that is crazy talk.
Okay.
A burger on a Hawaiian roll is the greatest thing that's ever happened to burgers.
Well, I'm an interesting
But you ate
person.
Them separately.
Yeah.
How'd you like the fries? And
they were good. I liked them.
You still got applesauce. Did you eat the applesauce?
No. Okay. But somebody took something from the applesauce.
No. I just...
She borrowed it from the applesauce.
Lacey has something to say.
So I had some for fries, and... They were,
You like your fries?
Yeah, and I usually like putting, like, salt on my fries, but not a lot. Like, I put a little salt, and it was pretty good. And that, like, avocado thingy, what was it called?
Well, let's get to that next, because we want you to talk about that, because you had some. So, they do have, you know, obviously a very expansive drink menu. You opted for, you were doing a Cabernet Sauvignon that night. And I went ahead and went, I went with the Funky Buddha, Hefeweizen, which I always get at Disney and I enjoy. But they have lots of great crafted libations, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Things like an old chocolate
I just
fashion.
Started to say, yeah, they have a lot of chocolate stuff, which is cool.
Yes, as a chocolate emporium, that's good to have.
Yeah.
A mocha old fashioned. They have just wicked cherry, chocolate cherry mule. That sounds interesting.
It does.
So they have a lot of great things. They've got bourbons. They've got flights of bourbons, whiskeys. Again, your beers, a good selection of wine. I mean, seriously, they have a list of bourbon, whiskey, gin, scotch, vodka, rums. I mean, this is full out
moonshine.
Like, yeah, moonshine's like liquor paradise, which is great if that's what you want.
Yeah, not us.
All right, so let's get into the appetizers. And what we thought, because, you know, this was going to be our first time here. We don't know when we will be back, not only maybe to City Walk, but definitely to Toothsome.
Yeah.
So we wanted to try and, as we do, we wanted to get an overall idea of what the foods are like by trying as much as we could.
Correct.
But not getting like four entrees,
right.
You know, and wasting food. We wanted to get several small bites, appetizers, and then, you know, try and assess the overall quality and taste of foods based on the things that we would have, right?
Yes.
So without jumping into every single thing on the menu, what did we get off of their appetizer menu?
Well, we got the warm chocolate almond bread, and that came with fresh chocolate almond bread, salted caramel butter.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of that, girls? The chocolate bread.
I like the butter. The chocolate bread was kind of interesting, though.
I didn't really try it. I tried like a little bit without the butter, and it was too chocolatey.
Too chocolatey, really?
Yeah, it was like
wow.
It was like chocolate bread mixed with like a fudge kind of like swirl in the middle of it, which was.
It did have some liquid chocolate. I felt like in it.
Yeah. What? Lacey's raising her hand.
And can I do the avocado bruschetta?
Yeah, you'll be able to. So, what I actually thought the chocolate bread was so similar almost to the bread you get at Outback that's free, but then it literally had warm chocolate fudgy syrup in the middle of it, right?
Yeah, I started to say that is not like Outback at all.
No, but you didn't think the regular bread was? Okay.
No.
Nothing.
I actually thought by itself it was way too rich, but oddly, when you added the salted caramel butter,
it was
very good. But I didn't see this as an appetizer. I saw it as a dessert.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right? Totally.
Yeah,
I agree. And it was only $3.95. I think it's the cheapest on the appetizers.
This should be included.
I agree. It should be just given to you when you sit down.
Agreed. Completely agree with that. All right. What did we have next, Rhonda? And then we'll let you. I'm going to let mommy read it off. And then we're going to let you talk about it some. Okay, go ahead and read it off.
We got the avocado bruschetta. That was $8.95. And it was fresh avocados with fried avocados and avocado crema with tomatoes, balsamic reduction, and toasted
Ciabatta.
Oh, you
good
got
job,
every single
baby.
Word right except that. Wow, I'm impressed.
Good
you
job.
You listen to me talk a lot, don't you?
No, I just listen in school.
Oh, okay. So they're talking about bees in school.
No.
What did you think of this, Lacey?
Yeah,
did you have some?
So I tried the fried avocado. I took a bite out of it first, and then I had the avocado like crema with the like bread thingy, like fried bread or whatever. It was pretty hard. And I took a bite out of the fried avocado. It was really good. And then I had the avocado crema with the bread stuff.
Yep.
And then I thought it was really good. And I really like avocado, so it was really good for me.
Okay, so you liked this.
Yeah.
Rhonda?
Okay. Yeah. Well, you have to love avocado because it was just a bunch of avocado. As she read, it was like guacamole. It was then avocado cream and then fried avocado on top. And it was, I really, really liked it. But it is not something that says avocado bruschetta. This is just, I feel like it should just say avocado. It was just, it was really good, but the description of avocado bruschetta is not what I thought.
Okay.
I liked it a lot.
Oh, you did like
it
a lot?
I liked it a lot. Okay. I liked it a lot.
But I love avocado.
So do I, and I thought it was a disaster.
Okay.
You didn't like it?
No, I did not. This was so much avocado. This was just like, I mean...
There's never too much avocado.
There is definitely too much avocado, and this dish proved it for me personally.
Okay.
I kept saying like I think of a bruschetta having a certain thing of tomatoes and you know maybe some onions, some garlics. It's got parsley. It's got. I would have liked a traditional bruschetta with diced fresh avocado in it.
Yeah.
Served on a nice soft crostini. This was like maybe half inch thick. Overly toasted bread, very small. And like you said, it was topped with a mound of guacamole, then topped with avocado crema, then topped with a fried avocado. It was just too much. I thought
it was good.
I hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Okay.
So, again, but that's differing opinions.
Yep.
So that's good. Definitely apparently healthy. I think this was developed like inside California by a Californian who studies California and grows avocados and is in his California home.
Okay.
This was over the top.
Okay.
Not good. All right. Let's go to the roasted Brussels sprouts, which is charred Brussels sprouts, jalapeno mayo, cojita cheese, and ancho chili powder, which we ordered.
What'd you think about this, babe?
I'll start this. These were the best Brussels sprouts possibly I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that I make very, very good Brussels sprouts at home, and I often
do.
Thank you. I like Brussels sprouts with like very pancetta good. Or bacon, you know, garlic, mm-hmm. things like that. I had not thought of basically what would be a Mexican Brussels sprout. And man, these were good. Like this is one of those where I think of going, boy, if you just cooked in this, like you topped it with some chicken or steak, this is a meal.
Oh, absolutely.
I loved it.
Lacey, did you taste them?
No, but I just wanted to say a fun fact about me is I like raw Brussels sprouts with olive oil and salt and pepper.
Yeah, you do.
Yep. I think they're really good. Yeah.
I will toss Brussels sprouts and salt, pepper, oil before I go to cook them.
And I'll you'll always just eat ask.
Them. Yep. You'll ask, eat them. I love it. What did you think of these, Rhonda?
I absolutely loved them.
Yeah.
They were fantastic.
I would get these time and time again.
Absolutely.
And we've been doing a lot of cauliflower and Brussels sprouts as side dishes when we go places.
Yep.
And I think they're again, they're two vegetables that you can easily mess up, but when you do them right, they're outstanding. And they definitely hit the mark of outstanding.
Yes.
Which was great. Now, in addition, you can get things like black and tan onion rings, coffee and chocolate stout chicken wings.
I want that.
You probably wouldn't have liked it at all.
That sounds weird. I imagine it's much like a Mexican mole sauce. Okay. I could assume. They have hummus. They've got kettle chip nachos would be interesting. Pork belly sliders. Tachos. They do have baked brie.
That sounded good.
We need to get baked brie at one of these places. It's showing up more and more. They do have, again, they have different things like salads here. They got a Waldorf chicken salad, a tuna salad, chopped Asian chicken, superfoods. They have soups. They have a broccoli and cheddar, and they have a French onion soup.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try the French onion soup?
No, but can I read, like, the definition, like, what's in it?
Sure.
So there are croutons. Croutons? There are croutons in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's like a, it basically, it's more of a big, thick slice of good rustic bread, we'll say.
There's Gruyere cheese, yep, and cheese and Parmesan.
Correct.
And the bowl is $6.95, and the cup is $5.95.
Yep.
Yeah, we got the cup, and I would love to know the difference between the cup and the bowl.
I would too.
Because it's buck. A dollar, yeah. But the cup was cute and it was amazing. I don't feel like you can mess up French onion soup, and it was really good. I really liked it. What'd you think, babe?
I loved it. The only thing I wish is that I wish the cheese on top had been a little more burnt, but that's my style.
And not mine, I was good with it.
I'm with you. You know, we talked about this when we did Grand Floridian Cafe. I think it's tough to mess up French onion soup.
I agree.
So, and this was good. I would highly recommend it. Now, they do have, before we get into kind of what we thought was our entree, they do have a bunch of sandwiches, like a Reuben. They have a Croque Monsieur, a Southern Fried Chicken BLT.
Mm-hmm.
Probably pretty good. Vegetable press.
Sounds good.
A Fork and Knife Grilled Ribeye Steak Sandwich. That sounds pretty good. They have a tuna melt, chicken cordon bleu, and they also have a large selection of burgers, including, Kaylin, a teriyaki burger.
Interesting.
Would you eat a teriyaki burger? Because you love teriyaki chicken? That's fair. They have pastas like gnocchi. They've got a fettuccine alfredo, shrimp and lump, crab macaroni and cheese.
That sounds actually good.
They do have several entrees, including, this is interesting, they have a great a grilled filet mignon for $28.95. Now, it's only a 6 ounce, but it does come with mashed potatoes and grilled asparagus. For what you consider a sit-down restaurant in a theme park, $28.95 is pretty reasonable. I'd be interested in how this would be, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have braised short rib. They've got, you know, meatloaf. And they have an entire brunch, right?
Yes, that's served all day long.
Yes. So, all right, let's go back real quick to the flatbreads.
Mm-hmm.
They have barbecue chicken, 4 cheese, a French onion, a forest mushroom, classic margarita, pepperoni, and then finally we decided to opt, which in my opinion was going to be our entree,
mm-hmm,
a short rib for, yes, $13.95.
Mm-hmm.
This is braised short rib, shallot jam, fontina monterey, micro arugula, and lemon zest.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it, Rhonda.
Well, it was neat because it came out in a
you say neat.
Skinny board, so it was like 2, 4, 6, 8 pieces, and it was interesting because the flatbread was more like a cracker. It was not like a flatbread bread. I was okay with it because of trying to eat healthier, and it was a cracker. But it was disappointing in the word flatbread.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
but the food and the whole thing was good. The flavors.
What
do you think?
Yeah, the flavors were good. I'm with you. Where in my mind now, and again, you know, anybody can correct me if I'm wrong. Flatbread to me becomes synonymous with pizza in a thin crust state, a very thin crust flatbread pizza that I think it is going to be a dough. And you're right, this was like a cracker. And when I, at that point, and not that I was dying for food, but I was expecting much more along the line of a pizza and something a little bit more hearty.
Yes.
I would think if you're ordering a flatbread pizza, especially if it was for yourself, you're thinking it's going to be your meal. This right. was very much a shareable appetizer. This should not go anywhere. Now, it is at the beginning. It goes before sandwiches and between soups. Maybe that's my fault for assuming it would have a little more substance to it.
Right.
But I did think that it was lacking a lot. And as good as the toppings were, I thought they were overshadowed by the fact that this was basically on a cracker. I mean, if this had been on a good
toppings, though,
yeasty pizza dough bread, this would have been outstanding, I think.
Yeah, but the toppings and everything was still really good.
They were good. Yeah, they were fine. Okay. I would not get a flatbread here again.
You wouldn't?
Except for an appetizer to split amongst people.
Okay.
Would be my thought.
Okay.
So as crazy as it sounds, we did not opt for dessert because at this point we had eaten.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did. Oh, you know what? My bad. We totally did because we knew we had to. So why don't you talk about, you know what? I forgot about it because it was awful.
Okay. So they have the desserts. They have, which I was told to get a milkshake. And they have specialty milkshakes, which they say is expensive, you know, anywhere from $14 to $12 price range. But I was so full, but I kind of wanted a little something sweet. So they also have sundaes, but they have a couple desserts, which they have chocolate bread pudding, chocolate cake, chocolate cream pie, chocolate mousse, and then they had chocolate creme brulee. And for $7.50, I was like, let's just get that so we can say we had dessert here, so we can do a full review and say we actually had a dessert. It is a creamy chocolate custard caramelized sugar shell.
I liked it.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you think of it, babe?
It was actually pretty good because, like, the chocolate was like a chocolate pudding, and it was actually really good.
Well, good.
And that's exactly what it was. It was like a chocolate pudding. The top was not caramelized as hard as a normal creme brulee is. It was very light, and so it just seemed very more chocolate pudding.
Yeah, I
the chocolate was good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those where it's described as a chocolate creme brulee, but I got no creme brulee aspects from it. So okay. It wasn't bad, but the description was, I think, unfair.
Yeah.
And it did. To me, it tasted like, I mean, I love the chocolate pudding you buy in the little box and you mix with milk at home, you know, and you whisk it up and you put it in the fridge. I think it's delicious. But that's all this was. And then you're right that the topping was barely caramelized. Yeah. Like, I like that crack of the spoon.
Yep.
So, yeah,
and then when you're
fine.
Eating it, it's almost like you're chewing
it. Crunch.
Because it's
chewy, chewy sugar.
Well, it's turned into almost like a caramel. Yeah.
So, I mean, what were your overall thoughts of Toothsome?
Oh, I loved it, and I would go back again.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Lacey, what did you think overall of Toothsome? Is this something you would want to go back to?
I would go back to it.
All right, Kaylin?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'd probably go back to it.
Okay. I think I'm more in Kaylin's line of I'd probably go back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is one where, like, I'm really interested to try cowfish over there at City Walk.
Yes,
I'm interested
definitely.
To try the, what is it, Enchijitos, the Mexican place?
Yes, I would. So with saying this, I would love to try all these other places, but I think this was good enough that I would absolutely come back.
I would like to give it a fair trial by having an actual entree or a burger or something. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I don't know if we give it a fair. I don't know if I give it personally a fair review based on not having a full entree.
Okay.
Because I thought everything else we had was very 50-50. 50 on the great side, 50 on the meh okay side for me personally.
Okay.
Lacey?
And I would probably go back if I got chocolate strawberry again, because that was actually pretty good.
That was your favorite part. And you don't even have to go to the restaurant for that. You can just go to the little Emporium store next door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I do want to try the waffle one time for, like, breakfast maybe.
Brunch would be neat to try there, I think. And definitely just get a dessert. Like a full-out, like, sundae milkshake, something like
that.
Yes. Right?
That would be fun.
Yeah. All right, so last we're going to touch base very, very quick, and we're going to wrap up. We did go Sunday morning before we left. We walked down into back to City Block, and we checked out Voodoo Donut. We had none of us had ever been to a Voodoo Donut. I know they started out in, I want to say, Portland, Oregon, and I know they've spread throughout, you know, the United States. This is a very famous donut shop. It's basically, you know, they subscribe it. That's not the right word.
Nope.
I'm losing it tonight. All right. Anyway, they describe it as the phenomenon known as Voodoo Donut is now serving more than 50 types of donuts daily at Universal Orlando. The donut shop with a cult following features signature originals and one-of-a-kind delectables like the Dirt Donut, the Memphis Mafia, and the Bacon Maple Bar. Real quick, awesome atmosphere. This is very in-your-face, voodoo, yeah. Vegas-y,
yeah.
Like, right, L.A., mm-hmm. Like you were talking about earlier.
But why is it called Voodoo Donuts?
It's the name that came up with it. It's like voodoo, the voodoo that you do.
You said doo-doo.
I said doo-doo. No, I said you do. I didn't
you
say
said,
doo-doo.
Well, it was
no,
close.
The voodoo that you do.
It was close.
Yes, Lacey.
I want to share what I got.
Well, no, we're going to talk about what we got. Yeah, I mean, I you know, going back in general, I think this fits so well in City Walk. To me,
City, yeah, it is really cool.
City Walk is like a combination of kind of like Caitlin was saying, like Vegas meets Times Square meets L.A. Like it's very in your face. It's very loud. It's very bright. I think it is a very different atmosphere and feel than a Disney Springs, which is perfect because right. You need to have both sides, right?
Right.
So I do like that. It's not something that I want to be a part of all the time, especially with the crowds that are coming in and out of the two parks. To me, that's the biggest downfall.
Okay.
Imagine if Disney Springs was your entrance to two of the Disney World parks.
I don't think I'd like that, but I
that
feel
would
like
not be good.
I feel like it. I almost feel like it's good for Universal because Universal is like Universal. It's
it
more.
Needs it.
It's more. Yeah. Like, just...
I thought we were talking about Voodoo Donuts. I didn't know we were talking
oh,
about...
Oh, well...
We are. No, I brought up about City Walk and the feeling in general, yeah.
But I feel like Universal would be more of, like, a squish it all together, but there's also different, like, sections.
Yeah. Well, again, it's... It, you know, Mommy and I talked about this, or Mom, to you, and I talked about this last episode, is that Universal, you know, Orlando is much more in a footprint sense of, like, a Disneyland. We have Disneyland... Downtown Disney, Disney's California Adventure, and then and you have, you know, all the resorts and everything, hotels right there. And this is very similar. So Voodoo Donuts fits perfectly into this. So we can talk real quick. I don't even need to talk about our individual donuts unless you remember exactly what you had.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I expected these to be not great donuts. Because I thought they were playing off of this is our shtick. You know, we're this cool, hip place with awesome art on the wall. And we've got a million different donuts. And we have, you know, some of them are inappropriately named. And I thought they were playing off of much more of a marketing ploy. And I have to say, the donut I had was the best donut I've ever had in my entire
probably
life.
Mine too, yeah.
You think
was,
so too?
Oh, wow, really?
Really good.
I absolutely love it. And I'm not a big donut fan.
What'd you have, babe?
I had, it was called the No Name Donut. It was, I think it was a rising, like, cake donut. It was covered with...
It wasn't cake, it was airy. So it wasn't cake. Oh, cake
then whatever.
Is
rising, whatever they call them.
Okay.
I don't know donuts, honey.
Okay.
So it had, it actually had, like, Frosted Rice Krispies on top. Chocolate and then a drizzle of peanut butter, and it was so light, it was so airy. My problem with donuts is a lot of time I eat one and I am just like, ugh, I ate a donut, I feel gross. And this I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like I thought it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have, Rhonda? You went with like a straight cake, didn't you? You went plain as
I went
chain.
Pretty much an old fashioned glazed, and I love old fashions from Dunkin' Donuts because like they're just eat it with coffee and it's amazing. And they say you dunk it. I just eat it and then have a sip of coffee. But this was a glazed old fashioned And it, so it was very cakey. I thought it was very good. I did not eat my entire donut because I took bites of the girls. But I liked it. I didn't think I wanted something so crazy as there was all the other craziness. But along with me, Lacey, what did you get?
I got the Raspberry Romeo.
Yeah.
And it was...
So pretty much what was
it? It was... It was actually pretty big in the and I thought it would just be like a regular jelly filled, but in the like display area, it showed it much smaller and it was way bigger.
Yeah.
And
but it was just a jelly filled.
No, it was like raspberry, and that's why I didn't really eat all of it. I took like 4 or 5 bites. Well, I mean, not, like, I've took at least, like, 10 or something, because I got through the glazed and then got to the jelly, actually, and there was, like, a big filled jelly part, and then Mommy had some, and I'm not, like, that type who likes, like, a lot of jelly in it. I would only like, not that much. Okay. And I also wanted to say that I saw literally a Texas one. It was called Texas, and it was, like, humongous.
Everything's bigger in Texas, baby.
Can you not interrupt me?
What? I would say, like, 10 inches across at least, don't you think?
Yeah. And then I saw, like, this little boy eat. Well, not little, but, like, at least looked my age.
Yeah.
And then he was holding it with 2 hands, one on each side.
Was it as big as his face?
It was bigger. And then he was taking little bites out of it. Well, they looked little, except the donut was too big. He was like...
Yeah.
So, you would say, like me, you got a normal plain donut where it was a jelly
filled...
Something
you can get at most donut places, you think?
Right.
Okay.
And it was really good, though. I liked yours. Yeah. I liked it.
I also tried Kaylin's.
Well, let Kaylin... Kaylin, what did you have?
I got the Pride donut. It was like a long donut, and it was like a normal, like almost like just rectangle of a donut with white frosting and then Fruit Loops in the rainbow up across. So I really liked it because there was a Fruit Loop one, but I kind of wanted to get the longer one because I feel like I'd eat that. There was only couple bites left. I didn't
eat
all of it.
Was there anything in it?
I just remembered there was like a lime, key lime almost kind of thing.
I actually...
It wasn't key lime. It was like lime.
I thought it was vanilla.
Like a lime vanilla sort of thing. It was...
Maybe a lemony like...
Yeah, it was lemony. It was.
I tasted it. It was not...
Yeah, I tried it. I tried it and it was actually pretty good. It was actually, really good.
I just ate my own donut.
I like the Fruit Loops.
I didn't try Daddy's,
I feel like it was
though.
Almost like a Boston cream type, but anyways.
With the vanilla frosting, though, instead of chocolate.
It was very, like, it was very a big thingy of it, like, in the middle. And also, like I said, I'm not one of those types who, if it's, like, big, I won't take a direct bite of the big part. I'll take, like, a bite of the edge where I still get some of the filling, but I still get the donut.
Yeah.
Instead of just the cream or like something.
So overall, what'd you think? Would you go back and get more?
Probably.
I would totally. I would love to go back and get so much more.
I would probably like maybe one time we could get the Texas donut and then
split it amongst the
And then like cut it in fours.
Yeah.
And then each of us, Kaylin would probably get like the biggest piece.
But I feel like that wouldn't be that cool. Like, I mean, it's just a normal glazed donut. If you're going to cut it all in half, then...
I bet it's good, though.
It probably is good.
Well, since we were impressed, we could get a half dozen or a dozen. And
I would definitely do that.
It was actually pretty, like, skinny. It wasn't that fat. It was, like, pretty skinny.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's how people describe me. So...
Okay, anyways. All right.
Okay. So.
So is that it?
I hope so. Highly recommend Voodoo Donuts. I really do. I want to go back there.
Yeah. Like,
if we had one of those near us, I'm glad we don't have one of those near us.
Yeah, me too.
If that's where the Dunkin' Donuts was right next to our house, we would be screwed.
I just saw mine. It was a Pride bar.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they called it. So, all right. We are going to wrap up. This has been fun. Did you girls enjoy being on?
Yeah.
It was nice, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I liked it. It was
good.
Fun.
Well, good. I'm so glad. I want to thank you girls, for taking time out of your extremely busy schedules.
Yeah, I'm
of playing
very
The
tired.
Sims and watching mm-hmm. Victorious.
And playing
and
with Cassidy.
Yep. Yeah, you do need to shower. I can smell you from here. So, thank you guys so much for.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you guys. Well, I'm still. Let me wrap up here, girls. Thank you guys so much for listening. We truly appreciate it. If this is your 100th episode, thank you for joining us. If this is your first, please join us for the next one. And if you have not already subscribed to Main Street Magic, please do so right now. And you're going to want to subscribe to Capture the Magic and the Diz Dudes as well. And as long as you're out there, you might as well leave all of us a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
See you real soon. Bye.